Welcome back, everyone, to Market Wrap. I'm Mo Ansari. On our guest line, John Wolfenbarger. He is a CFA, Chartered Financial Analyst, founder and CEO of BullAndBearProfits.com. Mr. Wolfenbarger has over 25 years of professional investment experience, including over 21 years as a security analyst at Allianz Global Investors. Prior to joining Allianz, John was an investment banker at Merrill Lynch and J.P. Morgan. In addition to his professional experience, John has spent over three decades studying and investing economics to develop the bull bear profit approach to investing, which is based on technical, fundamental, economic, and long-term return analysis. Mr. Wolfenbarger, welcome back to Market Wrap and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Mo. Thank you so much for having me back. It's always a pleasure to talk with you.
John, first week of the markets have been volatile, up one day, down one day. On Thursday, we had the ADP number that came out, and it was slightly stronger than expected. Market went down. Friday, we had the unemployment data. That was slightly better than expected, and the market took off to the upside. What do you make of this market, the volatility that we're seeing already so far this year?
Well, it's pretty incredible volatility, I have to say. You know, the S&P 500 is basically where it was in May. So it's gone, it's bounced around a lot, but it's effectively gone nowhere for over 6 months now. And it's really all this year, I think the market has been focused on the high inflation that occurred in the wake of the big increase in the money supply after COVID, and then the rise in interest rates that's now resulted from that. First, market interest rates rising, and then the Fed following that with the Fed funds rate. So it's been all about inflation and interest rates and the Fed, and that's created this huge volatility in the market, whipsaws, the market hoping the Fed pivots. So you have these big rallies that, have lasted a couple of months at times. And then Chair Powell comes out and says, we're not going to pivot. And then we have a big sell-off, for a month or two. And then there's some data came out on Friday with the employment numbers showing that that wage growth had slowed. It slowed from year over year from, I think 4.8% last month to 4.6% this month. And that gives hope that, the Fed will slow their interest rate hikes. That number has been slowing since, I believe, March, when it peaked out around 5.6%. And 4.6% year over year is still a long way from 2%. And in his recent comments a couple of weeks ago, Powell said, he made it very clear after we had another, rally from kind of mid-October through mid-December, made it very clear that the Fed does not intend to pivot to a rate cut until it's clear that inflation is heading strongly back down towards their 2% goal. He talked about how, the Fed eased up, kind of too early in the 1970s. And it took 13 years from the 70s and early 80s for inflation to get back down to 2% after it had gone over 4%. So he's been very clear. They don't want to pivot. They don't want to cut until inflation's clearly headed back down to 2%.
With inflation coming down, John, to 2%, don't you think the Fed last year saying, year before, is transitory, and then they've realized that it wasn't, and they raised interest rates at the fastest pace in 40 years. Do you think they've done enough now, and we're getting inflation has peaked? Everybody was worrying about inflation. It has rolled over, and the month-over-month rate, we're looking at the year-over-year, the month-over-month rate has gone down to 2% or less for the PCE. That's what the index the Fed looks at. And then you see they're saying they're going to continue to raise rates, maybe another 0.5%. That's what is expected by the market. Do you think the Fed is just talking tough right now and will back off in the first quarter of next year after raising, going to 5%?
I think they probably will back off sometime next year. I'm not sure it will be the first quarter. As you mentioned, the Fed's favorite inflation gauge is this PCE price index. And the Cleveland Fed has done research on this, and they determined that the best predictor of that PCE price index is median inflation. And median inflation is just the inflation rate of the median item in the CPI basket. And that median CPI has been 7% the last 3 months. It has been a constant 7% for 3 months. And that's an acceleration from the 6.7% it was at before that. So that median CPI has not slowed. It's been at 7%. And again, 7% is a long way from 2%. So I think, and there was a study, and I wrote an article about this on my website, A recent study done on looking at inflation, once it goes over, you know, over 4% and then over 6% and then over 8%, you know, inflation peaked out at 9.1% this summer. And historically, when inflation goes over 8%, it takes a median of about 10 years for inflation to fall below 3%. That's looking at developed countries around the world for the last, you know, 50 years. Anyway, it's just an average. But once inflation gets to that kind of high level, then it starts feeding into consumer psychology. So it's not just about what the Fed does. It's not just about money supply.
But consumer expectations for inflation are coming down, John. They're starting to come down, and we're starting to see money supply has gone negative now, the M2. The Fed is pulling out $95 billion a month out of the economy, where they're doing QT instead of QE, quantitative tightening, as I called it. So with all of that, you still think that the Fed is going to continue to raise interest rates even with inflation going down, whatever rate it goes down? Goldman is calling for 2% PE by the end of this year, but you're saying it could take up to 10 years, whatever, but it's headed lower. That's really the key. Do you think the Fed will say, okay, you know, we've done our job? They're not worried about unemployment. Unemployment numbers came out on Friday. They were pretty good. Do you think they might get away with a soft landing?
I don't think so. I think, as I was saying, I think this past year has been, we've seen a decline, particularly in tech stocks, particularly the expensive, highly valued tech stocks. And I think that's been largely due to the increase in interest rates. You know, you discount those future cash flows back. So the higher valuation ones have been hurt the most. And so I think that's been the story of this past year. But now I think the story is a recession. And I think a recession in the U.S. may have already started. It looks like it has. If you just look at the PMI numbers, the manufacturing numbers, those have fallen, you know, well below 50. And if you look at the conference boards, leading economic index, et cetera, there's a lot of indicators that suggest that a recession may have already started. And if you think about 2008, the Great Recession, that recession started in December of 2007. So let's say this recession, you know, just started.
Don't we have differences between 2008 and now? 2008, we were we had one sector, basically banks, that were in serious trouble, that had done some crazy lending, and most of them were broke or had some serious problems. Now we don't have that structural problem. Unemployment is good. And if you ask people, they say recession, what recession? Because they've got jobs and people are still spending. The only thing that has slowed down is the stock market and the real estate market, which both were overvalued, and they're coming back to the correct valuation. Do you think with that, and with, as you said, if we are slowing down or going into recession, as you said, wouldn't that make the Fed to back off?
No, I think the Fed will back off. So the Fed, they're projecting unemployment to rise to 4.6% in 2023 this year. Right now it's 3.5%, so that's 1.1% increase. And the Fed knows this. I've read their research. They know that every single time in history the unemployment rate has increased more than 0.5%, you have a recession. So they're talking about 1.1%. So I think the Fed knows essentially that they're trying to engineer a recession. That's exactly what they've been saying. I think the Fed will pivot, but recall in 2008, one thing that's different is the Fed was already cutting interest rates before the recession had started. They're still raising interest rates now. So that the interest rate problem, this increase in interest rates is really kind of unprecedented. We have the inflation that we didn't have in 2008. This is a major problem. And again, the Fed, Powell keeps having to say this, you know, they have to get this inflation down, and it has to come down meaningfully, because the Fed really relies on their credibility. If they lose their credibility, and their credibility took a big hit, as you recall, about a year ago, when people were essentially saying the Fed is way behind the curve on fighting this inflation. They keep saying transitory. So they lost a lot of credibility then. They're trying to get this credibility back, because without credibility, you have this potential kind of runaway inflation situation like you had in the 70s, where nobody trusts the Fed to bring inflation back down. And then you have interest rates on the federal debt going to 5%, and God forbid, you know, to 10% or something. And then you have a massive budget problem. At 5% interest rates, interest expense will be more than all of national defense spending. So you have a big problem if market interest rates, and the Fed again has been following the market interest rates, they've not been leading. They don't want the market interest rates to rise materially above 5%. So they're trying to get this credibility. And if inflation, I do agree, it will come down. And I agree that the Fed will pivot certainly at some point. But I think the way the Fed is talking and they're just targeting this unemployment increase of 1.1%, they know they're going to have a recession. And I don't think they pivot until something really breaks, you know, as people
say. Well, that is just a projection, John, by the Fed. They're saying, look, inflation, unemployment could go up to by 1.1%, but that is not in their mandate. The only two things they have is to keep inflation down and to keep unemployment low. So with inflation coming down, they'll say, look, we've done our job. We don't have to worry about the unemployment going up. We don't have to put the economy in a recession, which everybody's been looking for a recession for the last year. And it has been a recession for the one percenters, for Wall Street, but not for Main Street. Unfortunately, Wall Street thinks that when they're in a recession, the whole world is going to be in a recession because they think the world revolves around Wall Street. And I think they're realizing, hey, you know, they're saying, how can anybody say it's not a recession? It's got to be a recession because it's a recession on Wall Street. But Main Street, because there's plenty of jobs, we're still seeing demand, and that continues. So you think it's going to be a deep recession. You think the Fed will continue to raise rates until they overdo it. Then they'll try to come and bring it back. And that's what you are forecasting at this time.
I think that's right. Yeah, the recession, again, as you well know, we have an inverted yield curve. It's the 2-year, 10-year yield curve has been inverted for about 6 months now. Every single time that's happened in the last, 50, 60 years, we've had a recession.
But John, we started at zero this time. That's the difference. We didn't start at 6% interest rates and start raising them. I think we're seeing a distortion in the yield curve because we are seeing this coming off of zero when the rates, short-term rates were artificially and long-term rates were artificially low.
That could be. You also have the leading economic index from the Conference Board. Every time it has fallen as much as it has fallen now, we've had a recession. So the PMIs, look at the manufacturing PMIs. Every time they've fallen, as much as they've fallen now, we've had a recession.
So I talked to Tim Fury. He's the chairman of the Manufacturing Business Survey Committee of the PMI, of the Institute for Supply Management. He thinks the 48.5 number we got was not bad. He thinks that, yes, we are getting a slowing, but he doesn't see a recession. Talking to all of the people that he talks to around the country, these are the top 500, all the Fortune 500 companies, and he talks to the managers. Their survey is that things are good and getting better, not worse, especially the supply chain issues and so on. So that's what we're looking at. So it could be worse. We'll continue. And you're saying that we are going to a deep recession. Market should go down a lot more. We'll have to wait and see. That's the way I look at it. And we'll see. What is your short-term outlook for the market?
Okay, right now, since the Fed, the market rallied up to its, 200-day or so in mid-December, and then Powell came out and said, we're not going to pivot.
Right.
And since then, we've been in, kind of a negative momentum for the stock market based on some indicators. So typically, that would lead to more downside. The last couple sellouts have been around 20%. I think, again, as this recession, which I think may have started, I think as that becomes more clear, then I think the market, in the near term could sell off more. It could rally a bit from here, but generally, I think the direction is down.
The downside.
Looking at history, a bear market, the average bear market, when you have a recession, lasts about 18 months. So that would mean this bear market's been around for about a year. So it could end in the next 6 months. I certainly hope it will. But that last, 6 months or so of a recession is when, the bottom really falls out of the market. We saw that in 2008. The first 9 months or so, kind of drifted lower, but it wasn't that dramatic. So it's really towards the end that you have this dramatic fall off. So
we'll have to wait and see, John, and we hope that it doesn't. We hope it doesn't, but the bottom doesn't fall out. We'll have to wait and see. Again, thank you for joining us today. It's always a pleasure. Look forward to talking to you again, and we'll keep an eye on these markets. Thank you, John, for being with us today.
Thank you, Mo. I appreciate it.
That's John Wolfenbarger. He is a chartered financial analyst, founder and CEO of bullandbearprofits.com. Go visit. A lot of information there. bullandbearprofits.com. Stay tuned. I'll take a break and I'll be right back.